It is the Friday Show, Neil Atkinson with Tezza Simakulwa, with Stu Wright, soon to be with Jim Johnson. He's just having a nightmare with the Strand, who isn't these days. Got Billy Grant on Brentford and Steve Goldsmith on Sunderland to come. But I want to do Tezza first before Jim gets here, so we'll never know. We'll play blind date. We'll start at the end, Manchester United first. And last weekend looked very good. The game suited the moment, I thought, but the moment still had to be grasped. And even the way the game went, you know, the Dalot thing could have been a red card, and then it might all be very different, and we'd be having a different conversation. But it doesn't go that way. And I think what you saw, Tezza, and I think it's really interesting, was two things at once, and I think they're related. You saw a football team grow into a game, which at the highest level you actually don't see in quite that way that often. But part of the growing into the game, I thought, was they also began to look like they really enjoyed the game. They enjoyed the challenge. And I think all of that led to it going to United's benefit.
Yeah, and I think normally, when I say normally, under Amorim, that game going into 0-0, there would have been the sense of like, great, fantastic. We're at this point halfway into the game and it's 0-0. Whereas United went into 0-0 into the game and it was 0-0 at halftime, thinking we should have been 2-0 up. Couple goals disallowed, probably being the team that's kind of taken the game to City rather than City taking the game to United. And they just carried on after the second half, and it was a case of like, okay, they haven't created anything. I know they had their one shot that was cleared off the line, but apart from that, they didn't really look like creating much or even putting United under much threat. And I think that with the crowd, with the whole thing of everybody's playing in a position that they're familiar with playing in, it just kind of added to the sense of like, right, City are here for the taking. And as soon as the first goal went in, the confidence grew. The players, as you said, started enjoying playing football. You saw a few rondos going on around the City players playing it one touch first time. And I think realistically 2-0 was flattering. It could have been 4.
I think there's something that happens, which is they suddenly realise they're winning the battles. And I think it goes quite quickly, because there was a couple of periods where City had them pinned around their own penalty area. But they managed to go, well, hang on, when we actually go and fully engage, we tend, not every time, but we tend to be coming away with the ball. When we run at a player, we tend to, at the very least, be getting a free kick. And I thought that this little moment of, no, we like our duels, we're dueling well. I thought that was really important for the United side.